Wednesday morning, joining us now in our studio, as we do every week at this time, have at least somebody from the city. Today it is Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Marling. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning. Yeah, it's our first 60-degree day.
It is.
Like, I don't know how many days. We should be celebrating.
Oh,
where's
we
the
are.
Confetti? Come on,
no
Jeff,
confetti.
Balloons,
but...
you know? I mean, people are just going to be out and about.
Rich was going to celebrate with mimosas for the staff. I haven't seen any yet.
Really?
But, it's a spring thing. hey, and we have St. Patrick's Day coming up, the start of spring in just a couple of days. Life is good. Yeah, we're emerging.
Yeah.
You had a city council meeting last night, as you obviously very well know, and had a number of topics on it. So let's get into it. We'll start off with the regular agenda. You did a plat thing for Maple Place.
Yes.
We have a Maple Street. Is that anywhere near Maple Place?
You know what? That's interesting that you would say that, because I think it is. Wow.
Okay.
That's amazing. Wow. Great guess.
I'm on top of things.
Yes.
Nothing gets by me.
Yeah. So you are absolutely right. Maple Place is just right off of Maple Street over by Sibley Creek. That's awful. Sibley Creek Elementary.
Okay. Spring Creek.
No wonder it didn't sound right. Okay. We're going to do better now. It's Spring Creek Elementary. Yes. So it is the old llama farm. So it's
sure.
a section of property that has been built up all around it. And we had Snyder Brothers Rentals is a developer for the property. They're building a common interest community. And it'll create 8 units of one level on private access drive right off Maple Street, near, I believe, the street out of that small section of property will line up with Afton Drive, I believe, is the street right across the road there. But this is a piece of property that we've had our eye on for a really long time and have been hoping that we would be able to bring in some additional residential units there. And I'm just really pleased that HRA, I think, has been part of this process. Obviously, our city staff, and just grateful that we have developers that want to help us bring in some additional housing units to the community.
Now, those housing units, will they be individual standing single-family homes? Will they be more of a condo form? It's all on one level, so that is addressing the age-friendly portion of the city's goals.
Yeah, and as a plat, if you look at the plat, it's kind of a hammerhead is how they described it last night, a road into the development, and it has 8 separate units within there. And, yes, it's that one-level living, and I think it's going to be a great asset for the area over there. One of the things that we brought up last night are some different questions on trees, stormwater. I think there were also some additional questions on safety and the ability of the people that would be living in that area, their ability to get across the road and ensuring that we've got good crosswalks in the area, and especially with Spring Creek Elementary being right down the road and the topography over there with the road. You just come over a hill from the north if you're going south, and yeah, just want to ensure the safety of everyone that's living over there.
Do you know much about the developer? Can you tell us much about them? Are they local? Are they regional? Where are they from?
I'm not familiar with that. I know it's Snyder Brothers Rentals LLC is the applicant for it, but not familiar specifically on the developer.
Okay.
Yeah. They have done some work, I think, in the community in some other places, so they are... Yeah, their family has grown up here. They are local, so they're great.
Good, good to hear. As far as action that the city took on that, did you take action on that last night?
Yes, we did approve the preliminary plat on the last evening, so that was approved by the city council. So we kind of move on to our next phase of putting together development agreement and final plat information for that.
All right. And when are the developers projecting a start date, breaking ground?
So they are hoping that the additional agreements that will be coming hopefully yet this spring, and hoping to break ground yet this year.
This year? Okay. Yeah. Let's move on. We talked last time we had you in, I think we talked with Ben about this, the polling places, and you had to reestablish, I guess. You know, we got through the census, so you have to reconfigure the polling places or not reconfigure the polling places. And it was probably closer to the second thing. It didn't really make many changes in where we're going to be voting and what precinct and ward people are in.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're not amending the ward boundaries, so people should be familiar with where they voted before. It will all stay this, or excuse me, the wards that they'll be in will stay the same. There is one changing polling place, which actually was will be the same as it was last year, which is a switch from the Northfield Retirement Community to Emmaus Baptist Church. So that will be completed this year. One of the things that we looked at with that change was is the retirement center still has COVID protocols in place. Which is why the last election we also moved it, and so because of that reason we're moving it again. And I think that people really liked that location as well. And for the Northfield Retirement Center folks, there's a lot of alternative options of early voting options for them to do that as well. So should be an easy transition without any changes. I guess there had been a little discussion about possibly making some minor amendments to pick up a few, I think it's a few blocks related to Carleton, where they do have some students kind of in the White Center area between the campus and kind of the White Center. But after taking a look at it, the council stayed the course on the current ward system. We're also under a pretty tight time crunch, so I think that'll be something we'll be evaluating in the future to see if there'll be any changes with that.
All right. Let's move on to the final regular agenda item before we get into some other stuff, and that was approving the appointment of Teresa Jensen as Interim Development Director, Community Development Director. I guess we'll start off by talking with about Mitzi Baker, who resigned as Community Development Director. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so you know, Mitzi was here for a few years and certainly accomplished a lot in her time here in our Community Development Department. The department's grown, and I think we've got a lot more stabilized staff doing really good work in there now, too. And she's taken another position in the private sector. She isn't quite ready to announce with her employer, on, I think, publicly, but just looking for a transition. So we just posted the permanent position, and we'll be recruiting here, and that'll be the position closing will be at middle to end of April. So we're excited to see what we might get for applicants, but wish Ms. Baker the best.
All right. Now let's talk about Teresa Jensen. Of course, a lot of people are familiar with her from her time of running the Northfield Public Library, and I believe she was also in charge of technology during her time here, or another department in addition to that. You talked her out of retirement to come back? How did that work?
Yeah, so it's been a little over a year that Teresa's been retired as Library and IT Services Director, and it's obviously in that position, from the library standpoint, very customer service driven. I think they had over 24 full-time employees and some part-time employees she supervised. She was known as being a really good manager. People really liked working with her. They had a positive team atmosphere. And then on information technology with our staff working on our computer systems and networks, it crossed over to many departments. So internally, we're pretty familiar with Teresa. She brings positive energy to the table, and I think we'll fill the interim role well. She also served the Arts and Culture Commission, which I would say community development does kind of touch on placemaking, trying to create a vibrant community. And so I think she'll be a nice fit to help keep things going in the community development department during this time, to just kind of work with staff to help them on kind of their work, really supporting them, I think, is what Teresa said last night, is trying to support their work.
All right. And from what I understand, you are already in the process of trying to hire a full-time community development director. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the position is out there. It really is staying the same. There's a lot of responsibilities with that position that oversees building inspections, which also is a rental ordinance enforcement. Inspections is included in that. Our planning department that has been very busy, that we just talked about, platting work. We've taken on Main Street duties, trying to help create a vibrant downtown. Heritage Preservation Commission work. Economic development work that we have. And so they're kind of looking in these different areas and helping to lead the department. So it's a position that's very connected to the community, community building, knowing the community, working with the people is really important to that position.
Now, if my memory serves, and I may correct me if I'm wrong, yeah, sure you will. Wasn't an additional position within that department approved with the last budget?
Yes, actually, two positions.
Okay, have those been filled yet?
So I turn that back to Ben.
Yeah, we have one who is an intern for us. Reve Needham has taken over one of those positions, so she slid right in and is doing great work. She's she was working in the prior to us. She had done some work in the city of Jordan. She's a Humphrey Institute graduate student at the Humphrey Institute of the University of Minnesota. And she's already helping to work with the Heritage Preservation Commission. So she's working with Michaela Schmidt on that work. And then she's kind of kicking off the Main Street work. So Reve's the one who's in that position. And we have a new person starting, I think, in the next couple weeks here. So we'll have an announcement of that new position. But we're really excited about our other new candidate that's coming in to help with economic development and to move that forward.
All right. That's it for the regular agenda, but I wanted to bring up a couple of things. One thing in particular, we're just a few days away, not that far away from the State of the City address. It'll probably, that's going to happen, what, Monday? Do I have
yes.
that right? Monday, so it'll happen between now and the next time we talk to you.
Yeah.
Let's get a preview. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we've been virtual with this event for the last 2 years. So it'll be a really great opportunity to bring people back in together to give them really that full spectrum of what's happening or has happened within the city over the last year. And we get this opportunity with you, right, to talk about things on one council meeting agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really that opportunity to showcase everything that the city has done, and people have really appreciated it. Just that opportunity to give that fuller picture. We'll also be highlighting some work by Matt Gimsey, I believe, and that will be great, wonderful addition to it. We will have the High School Ethical Leadership Award recipient announced, our Mayor for a Day essay contest winners, which I'm so sorry, Jeff. I just don't think you made it into that final six. I don't... You know,
you say the same
so
thing
sorry.
Every year. It's taken me a long time to get through high school, folks.
Yeah. Yes. So we get to honor six winners for that essay contest, three from fourth grade and three from fifth grade. And we also have the Human Rights Award recipient, Board and Commission Member of Excellence Award recipient that will be announced, and get to honor again the Employee of Excellence Award recipient. And it's just our city staff have really been working really hard to ensure that it's a fun and engaging and informative event, right, where you're not going to fall asleep, and I'm going to do my best to try and be entertaining, which I don't know, I might not succeed at that, but it's going to be a great event, and just really encourage people, if you take the time, come on out, listen to what's going on in the city, and think about how you can participate and help us move our community forward, because really we're stronger when we're all working together. And I know we don't always agree, but when we stay together and help move our community forward, that's where the great success is. So
that's coming up Monday. It's at the White Center?
Yes.
Is it Crakem or Crakem? Crakem?
Crakem Performance Hall is
there
well.
We have. I'm going with that.
Yeah.
I'm going with that.
6:30.
6:30.
Program starts at 6:30, and I think there'll be some hors d'oeuvres or appetizers or something like that afterwards. So if people want to mill about and listen to some nice music, I think we have Randy Ferguson will be doing some music for us, and it'll just be a fun event. So.
All right. Looking forward to it. It's coming up at 6:30 on Monday.
And the mayor's being modest. I personally guarantee it. Nobody will fall asleep. It's full of energy, and I heard nothing but good things from people after the event milling around and that we had back in place. Yeah. And so I think people would really enjoy it if they get out there and check it out.
Now, you had mentioned it's been virtual in recent years. Will it be live streamed or anything? Or I would imagine Northfield, Sam will be there, Sam Temple, mm-hmm. from Northfield Public Broadcasting.
I believe we'll be making it available after the fact.
Okay.
But not live streamed in the moment. No. Okay. So we really want people to be there in person, as we have all learned. I mean, virtual is great, but it cannot substitute those in-person sort of contacts and relationship building that happen.
Not so, even close. Yeah. Yeah. Agree with you 100% on that. Anything else you want to bring up before we let you go?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. Happy St. Patrick's Day, a day early. Happy first day of spring, and best of luck to you with the State of the City address.
Right. Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig. We've got coming up in just a moment or so, Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports. Rich is back with local news after this.
This news update is brought to you by Great Rivers Mutual Insurance Company, where you can get the coverage you need from the people you know.
At Great Rivers Mutual, you get the coverage you need from the people